One of the biggest questions of this legislative session is how New Hampshire lawmakers will tweak the rules for how the state approves energy projects in a body called the Site Evaluation Committee. Critics of the Northern Pass and wind farms have converged on this issue as one area where they might get something through the State House, and they've even found areas of common ground with some project developers who think the SEC process is unwieldy. The initial outlines of what the reform might look like have begun to emerge, with a bipartisan group of senators expected to propose new language for the SEC in the coming days. NHPR's environment reporter Sam Evans-Brown is here to tell us more about this proposal. Welcome, Sam.
Thanks, Brady.
So who are the lawmakers we're talking about, and when should we expect to see this proposal?
This is from Republican Senators Jeb Bradley and Jeanie Forster, and Democrats Martha Fuller Clark and Jeff Woodburn. They've penned an op-ed about the proposal, which should be running in some newspapers tomorrow, and we'll see the language of the amendment and a public hearing for it next week.
One of the big complaints from those who have been opposing some of these high-profile projects is that the SEC takes local control away from towns that host power facilities. Are they going to get that local control?
That doesn't appear to be on the table, but the amendment would strengthen local input to the decision makers. It would lay out a mandatory process for outreach that developers would have to go through, including sort of information sessions before and after any application to build a project is submitted. But it would also change the role for the Council of the Public. That person is a member of the AG's office, the Attorney General, who currently represents the concerns of state government in these projects. And the proposed change would make him or her sort of a public engagement coordinator who gathers and acts on the concerns of affected citizens. And finally, and this is probably the biggest change, the one that would have the biggest impact, it would add two public voting members to the SEC, one appointed by the governor and another coming from a geographic area that the project is located in that's going to be appointed by the SEC's chair.
Another question about the Site Evaluation Committee is whether it's up to the challenge of the sheer number and the complexity of the projects being proposed. What's the solution proposed there?
So basically, there's two problems here. One is that the SEC, it takes 15 high-ranking officials from all sorts of state agencies, the Public Utilities Commission, Environmental Services, Economic Resources, Fish and on, and it pulls them away from their normal job to consider these projects. And there's a couple of problems with that. And one is that if you just added up all of the salaries of all these relatively well-paid people, it might not be the best use of our resources. But also, these are, while they're all very smart individuals, they're being pulled in a lot of directions because of their other responsibilities. So the solution proposed is to provide some funding for some dedicated staff to the SEC, which currently doesn't exist. And some of that would come from project application fees, but we're also talking about a new line item in the budget. The amendment would also shrink the SEC from 15 members down to 5, just the commissioners of DES, DRED, the PUC, and then those two public members that we talked about before. The people proposing this reform are imagining a smaller and more nimble SEC that's supported by those dedicated staff who are going to be able to develop some expertise instead of just sort of parachuting in whenever there's a project.
Now, what about this concern that the SEC is really not considering the big picture when deciding if a project should be built or not?
So for years, New Hampshire's had this sort of feeling that, oh, we're just going to let the markets decide, which is why any mention of public benefit or public interest was taken out of the SEC criteria. And the idea is that we were going to get away from big utilities planning out what power plants to build and get to the point where only the most economic projects were going to be allowed to succeed. But recent years have sort of shown that some of the projects proposed by the market have been pretty unpopular, which is why there's now this move to put that language back in. So folks in the environmental community like this because it'll help them to make arguments about CO2 reductions for renewable facilities. And at the same time, I think that some opponents might like it because it'll let them make arguments about negative impacts on things like aesthetics and tourism. So the amendment that they're expecting to add, the language they're expecting to add, is that the SEC must rule on whether the project have net public benefit considering environmental, economic, and community costs and benefits.
What issues might be seen as controversial? What pushback might we see, if any?
So the amendment sponsors are from both sides of the aisle, and they've been showing this proposal around to regulators and business interests and environmental groups and other key parties. So they've done a lot of the groundwork that is required to ensure that a bill like this will get substantial support. But that said, it's still very early, and we don't even have the full language of the proposal until next week. So we won't hear much in the way of reactions for a little while. That said, I'm going to go ahead and venture that the most likely possible source of pushback are the developers, because I think they'll see that the public representatives on the SEC and the idea of putting this public interest ruling back in, will make it at least somewhat harder to get facilities built. At the same time, I think that some opponents of projects like Northern Pass and the wind turbines might think these reforms don't go far enough because they don't see the clear path for a local community to just block a project that they don't like.
And HPR's Sam Evans-Brown, thanks so much.
Thank you, Brady.